Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper. Your free copy awaits you of the Beacon at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Stuart joins me. He's the editor and publisher 26 years now, I think.
That's right.
And good morning.
Good morning. And I also point out that you can pick up copies in physical form anywhere throughout the metropolitan area, more than 1,500 stops.
Outstanding. So you can pick it up a hard copy if you want, right. Or you can go use your technology, which we'll be talking about today,
yes.
Right?
Right.
All right. Tell us what's in this issue.
You know, we have a new technology and innovation section. Mm. We love that. It's going very nicely. Mm. And a couple of stories I want to talk about from that section. One is there are services online now that enable you to book a doctor's appointment or even a non-life-threatening emergency room appointment in advance and have a fixed appointment that doesn't keep you waiting, that doesn't cost you any more money, and that works really for the convenience of both the customer and the doctor.
Hmm.
The two main services out there nowadays, one's called ZocDoc and one's called InQuicker. And now ZocDoc has much more in this metropolitan area in terms of doctors and hospitals and whatnot. Not everybody uses it yet, but the way it works is the doctors or the hospitals pay to subscribe to this service because there's so much competition now to obtain patients. With all the new urgent care centers and clinics open on nights and weekends, doctors really need to attract more patients. Hmm. And of course, the Affordable Care Act is now starting to pay doctors and hospitals, at least Medicare, payments based upon their patient satisfaction survey. So they want people to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you can do, you go online and it's like making a reservation through OpenTable. You know, you say, here's my zip code, this is the kind of care I need, and here's when I'm available.
Mm.
And it matches you up with an appointment. And generally it's within a couple of days of when you seek it. Not, an emergency room can be even quicker, of course, than that. That's more like what time today. And then they see you within 15 to 20 minutes.
Hmm.
And if the ER backs up with really emergency cases, they'll text you and say, don't come yet. You know?
Okay.
So it keeps you from wasting your time twiddling your thumbs and whatnot.
You know, it's fascinating. When we think about the culture of the 20 or 30-somethings that's out there, they're really not focused on owning cars.
Right.
They rent a car.
Uh-huh.
They take an Uber, or they figure out some way to manage their expenses a little bit differently, whereas
right.
owning was always such a big part of our life.
Yes.
Think of, as you say, even real estate. Now people will go online and they'll say, look, I want to see this house at 3:15 tomorrow on our website.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be like, no problem. We'll have somebody there to meet you.
Right.
We'll qualify them before they show up. But there's an immediacy. And frankly, it makes sense. People Uber now.
Right.
They say, hey, look, I'm in Tyson's
that
and I want to get
beautifully.
To D.C.
It really
and,
does.
Right.
I was in Chicago last week and we used it. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's for people who want to be efficient and want to do things quickly that way. But on the other hand, you lose some personal contact in all of these situations.
That's true.
It's a trade-off.
You don't build a long-term relationship. You
right.
get something in the moment because right. it's convenient for you at that time.
That's right.
And you don't necessarily trust the person. You don't really know. You actually have to trust
you
the person.
You have to a lot, yes, because they get your credit card number. It gets charged automatically to you. You never sign anything. You know, you're in and out of the car. You know,
it's
a little bit weird at first.
Uh-huh.
You have to get used to it.
I read about that in the Beacon Technology.
Yeah, another story, just a quick one. This is a very nice thing for people who are trying to learn to use technology.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Fairfax, if you live in Virginia in Fairfax, there's a program called Fairfax IT On Call. IT, of course, means information technology. And it's a group of volunteers
mm-hmm.
who are checked out, first background checked and whatnot, and references. And they have certain areas of expertise. But if you call and you say, I have a problem, this or that problem, they will assign you a volunteer who knows how to fix that problem. And they'll come out on their own time and help you out directly, one-on-one. So it's a real face-to-face, free nerd call or whatever you want to call it, you know. So they'll take your case and they'll show you how to get on the Facebook, or they'll how to teach you how to use your iPad or fix your printer, whatever your problems are. So they're also looking for more volunteers. So if you're a person who knows how to do this stuff and has free time or wants to do this kind of thing and help other people out, they'd love to hear from you too.
That's great. Read about it in the Beacon Newspaper. Get your free copy at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up, as you said earlier, from 1,500 locations in the D.C. area. You can find that online or call them.
You can call us at 301-949-9766 and give us your zip code and we'll tell you where to find one nearby.
Always a pleasure. Hey, before my last break, I discussed the first law of motion, which is that an object that is resting tends to just stay at rest unless something impacts it. And something that's moving in a straight line at a constant speed will continue to do so unless something acts on it from the outside. If you're trying to sell your house in today's market, but the marketing is not causing a reaction within the marketplace, then you're not moving. There's no momentum. There's no movement in that. Okay? An object's acceleration, this is the second law, an object's acceleration depends on the mass of the object and on the size and direction of the force acting on it. Meaning, in real estate, your house, and we're not talking about the size of a house, but the mass of an object is, in essence, what is it we're selling? Is it a one-bedroom condominium, a three-bedroom condominium, a townhome, a single family, a large mansion, a piece of land? Whatever the object is, okay, the acceleration, the speed with which we can communicate the value of that property is dependent on the direction of the force acting on it. We need to drive the piece of real estate, the message of that, in the correct direction, okay, and with the correct impact. If you tell effectively, you sell effectively. I said in the first part of our show today, we use over 350 different websites. Many of the websites that we use drive information to very specific audiences that are looking for things that are of importance to them, okay? If you are looking to sell your property, you need to have somebody who can tell the message of your home and find the audience and send it off in that direction, okay? The third law of motion is that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So, for every effort that you make to position your property out, there's an opposite reaction. Think of it. Every time more houses come on the market, then there's more competition, right? So every time you get up there and you present yourself, you now are presenting yourself in competition with other properties. You have to position your property to get noticed, to drive attention to it, to get to the right audience, to use the mass of what you have to drive momentum for your property and create excitement. I have a home on Fairview in Fairfax. Absolutely fabulous single-family house. This is a 2,800 square foot home, just a few years old. Nice lot. Walking distance down to downtown Fairfax. You want to go have a bite to eat, walk down, come back after dinner. Really nice. First floor master bedroom suite is the suite we all die for. But there's a second master suite upstairs. So if you've got a relative that you want to live with, like let's say you and dad decide that, hey, why don't we merge? We've got our family. You and mom, or you know, just dad or just mom, come live with us. We'll live together. This is the perfect home. This is the home that gives you the convenience, gives you the beauty, the structure, and the size. Plus, the basement is full, 9-foot ceilings, unfinished basement, so it could be recreated into the most killer home theater, exercise space. Whatever you want, whatever craft room, whatever it is that you'd like. The house is absolutely stunning and well worth a visit. And at $750,000, think about it, $750,000, Fairfax Schools, this is an exceptionally well-maintained, fastidious would be a good description. I encourage you, go to ericstewartgroup.com. I encourage you to take a look at all of our listings. Walk through 3946 Fairview Drive in Fairfax, Virginia. In our first week, we had 194 walkthroughs. Okay, now let's think about what I just said about momentum driving attention. 194 people traveled through the property from the 2nd of April through the 8th of April. All right. Now that translates into a lot of people taking an interest, and we're essentially driving the message out to an audience, and then that's attracting people to want to take the next step to come in. Similar results, and sometimes even greater results on our listings when we put them online and effectively market them using search engine optimization and numerous websites to drive attention. Just put a property on the market on University, also in Fairfax, worth a look-see there. Take a peek at that property, 4201 University, just a few blocks down from this one on Fairview. For $575, it's a home with a pool, Split foyer style house, very charming, cute home, and also right in the town center. We've had so many great opportunities. Thank you for listing your homes with us and referring us to your friends and family. We've been grateful to sell many homes already this year all over Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And so thanks for that. All right, we'll take another break here, and I'll be back right after this.